Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to Jesus. Father, we adore you for tonight. We thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, God Almighty, for your determinate counsel. Thank you, Father, for your desire. Thank you for your plan. Thank you for your will. We give praise to your name, O God Almighty. We adore you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for tonight. Thank you for utterance. Thank you for sight. Thank you for understanding. Lord, I pray for everyone here, O God Almighty. I pray that everyone will have an understanding of what your will is tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I think we're supposed to close by 9, isn't it? Okay, so we have just like 40 minutes. Amen. Praise the Lord. I welcome everybody to this year's convention, Believers Convention 2016, Edmonton, Canada. Hallelujah. Amen. You are all welcome in the name of Jesus. It's good to be here again in your midst. I can see some faces I didn't see last year. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The latter rain is this year's theme. And that theme is just in line with what God is doing on earth, all over the earth. The Spirit of God is moving all over the earth to raise sons unto himself. It's the agenda of God to mature sons at this time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Children have been born. Many, 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 many children have been born on earth. And God loves children, but nobody gives birth to children and they don't desire that they grow up into maturity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what the latter rain really is for is to raise children who have been born. Several children have been born into the kingdom. The way children are born into the kingdom is by the new birth. When you get born again, you are born as a child into the kingdom of God. But the end of the birth is not that you remain children, but that you grow up to maturity. Hallelujah. Paul said that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Say, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things. Hallelujah. May grow up unto him in all things. So the standard, the model of our growth is actually the Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to come and grow up unto him in all things. It's an enormous task as far as human beings are concerned, but with God, all things are possible. Growing, what God wants to grow on earth are supernatural beings. If Jesus Christ is the standard of our maturity and our sonship, then you can tell that everyone is expected to grow up to be supernatural. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be supernatural. To be supernatural. Everybody who is born again has a destiny of the supernatural being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ being the model of our growth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God is in the business of raising and growing supernatural trees. They call them trees of righteousness. That is the end of your believing. When you got born again, you got born again so you can be conformed to the image of his son. Jesus Christ is the son. That's what Romans chapter 8 from verse 27 tells us. Said, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Jesus Christ, the firstborn amongst many brethren, which means all the brethren must look like the firstborn. Hallelujah. All the brethren must look like the firstborn. And if you don't know who the firstborn is both Lord and Christ. Hallelujah. So you can see what God is trying to raise. Nothing can raise them except this rain. The reason, the purpose of the latter rain is to mature this kind of men. Hallelujah. The reason for the latter rain. Pastor will talk to you about the former rain and the early rain, former rain. Praise the Lord. But what I want to talk to us this evening is about the purpose of the rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The rain is meant to grow trees of righteousness. The rain is meant to grow men who will look exactly like Jesus Christ. Anything short of that, we have come short of destiny. We have come short of our ordination as new creation men. Hallelujah. When you got born again, the destiny, the ordination upon you is to look like Christ. That is what God was looking for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, like I said, let's quickly look at Joel. Our text is Hosea, sorry. Chapter 6 from verse 1. Come, and let us return unto the Lord. You see that he's talking to believers there. For he has torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, will he revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up. He will do what?
Raise
us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as a morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain. He, who is going to come unto us? He is the rain, the Lord. He is the rain coming to us. Hallelujah. He's coming to us as the rain. When you talk of the rain there, you're talking of knowledge, understanding, revelations. Hallelujah. The rain there, the rain is talking about coming to us, is coming to us with the revelation of himself that can only raise us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The reason for revelation, the reason for knowledge is for raising. When you plant a seed in the soil, you need to water it for the seed to germinate and to grow and to become a mighty tree. The seed needs rain, a lot of rain. Now, divine seed, eternal seed has been sown on our earth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you got born again, they introduce something foreign to you, something divine. Your spirit is divine. Your spirit is recreated in Christ Jesus, in righteousness and true holiness. Is recreated after God. That is your spirit, which is the real you. The person who got born again is your spirit. And the Bible says he was created after God, patterned after God, configured after God in righteousness and true holiness. That spirit is a divine man. The real you is divine. The real you is Christ. The real you is righteousness. The Bible says your spirit is life because of righteousness. What they use to fabricate your inside, your real man, is righteousness and true holiness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that spirit is complete Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Was introduced into your earth. Amen.
Amen.
So in you dwells a divine man. In you dwells Christ. Praise the Lord. Bible says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Hallelujah. So inside you, you carry divinity. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, when we are talking about the latter rain is meant to to develop a man, a part of you, that was not born again, but was purchased. Hallelujah. That is the man that needs the rain. What is the reason for the rain? The rain is to teach that man, which is your soul, is to teach him the knowledge of what the spirit man has become. That knowledge is what the person that needs to be raised is actually your soul. The person that needs to grow is your soul. Praise the Lord. He's the one that needs the rain. He needs the knowledge of who the spirit man has become. The spirit is Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he is the one they want to adopt as a son of God. He's the one they want to grow as a tree of righteousness. He's the one that needs to bear the image of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because your spirit already was created in after God in righteousness and true holiness. Praise the Lord. So when you get born again, they cannot introduce the latter rain to you immediately because you can't take it. So they start you with the early rain. They start, if you need some kind of growth before they can even, you can begin to come into the early rain. Praise the Lord. They start you with milk. Milk. Paul said to the Corinthian Christians, he said, when I came to you, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. As unto what?
Spiritual.
They were born again. They were Christians, filled with the Holy Ghost. In fact, they came behind in no gifts. According to Paul, all the 9 gifts of the Spirit manifested in the Corinthian church. But this one we are talking about goes beyond manifestation of gifts. It's the raising of a stature in a man. And that stature is the stature of Christ. He said, you came behind in no gift. But he said, when I came to you, I could not speak unto you. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I could not, from verse 1, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, as unto babies. I have fed you with milk because you feed babies with me. Who is the baby? Is that soul is a baby. The spirit is full Christ, but the soul is a baby. It's carnal because it lacks the knowledge of the supernatural God. It lacks the knowledge of the spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So he said, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, even though the end of the day, you know, the Bible says on the third day, he will raise us up. Where is he raising us from? From carnality to spirituality. From flesh to spirit. We need to be raised in our souls from flesh. The soul is carnal. The soul is the one that is a baby, as a child. It's a soul that grows to maturity. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So you can be born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, manifest all the 9 gifts of the Spirit, but you are a baby. As long as you have not received enough rain to mature you, to grow you up, you are still a baby. And God is not interested in babies full of activities. What we do most of the time, we get born again and get into activities and then we neglect upward growth. We neglect raising. Nobody gives birth to a child and is happy after 10 years. The child has not been raised to a particular standard. There is a standard you expect. There are some things you expect from a child of 10. There are some things you expect from a child of 15. There are some things you expect from a child of 20. But if a child of 20 is behaving like a child of 10, I mean, the parents will be looking for deliverance. They will go from one prayer house to another. So what is the problem? You have a child. Say yes. He's 20, but he's not growing. It's not bringing joy to the parents, because every child's destiny is to grow to a man or a woman. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So also is God. God is a father. God is a father who gave birth to children who must grow. It's just that God is a spirit. Hallelujah. He gave birth to spirit, and he wants his children to grow up to be spiritual, to be supernatural, to come to his realm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he gave us a standard. The standard is his son, Jesus Christ. I was saying something about our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says he's the last Adam. He's the last Adam. He's a stone that is raised, laid in Zion. He's a perfect man. He's a new man. He's a perfect example of a new man. He's the original man. The old man, Adam, has been obsolete. He has become obsolete. God has not approved. The man that is approved of God is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that is approved. Let's quickly look at 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter. You see what God wants to raise on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I mean, sorry. It's 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, let me read from. From verse 6. Are we there?
Yes.
Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion. A chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be what? Confounded. Shall not be what? Confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, verse 7, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him. Oh my God, if God says something is precious, the definition of precious is that son. It's Jesus. The one who was made higher than the heavens. Precious is made better than angels. It's precious. That is man. That is what God calls man. That is a God man. That's the definition of man as far as God is concerned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anything short of a man that is better than angels is not God's definition of man. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now you now see James chapter 5 now tells us, be patient therefore, brethren, for the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit. Are you seeing precious? Precious fruit of the earth. And he has long patience for it. James chapter 5 verse 7. He has what? Long patience for it until he has received what? The early and the latter rain. He takes the early and the latter rain to raise that precious fruit of the earth. And mind you, when we say precious, you go back to the stone that is laid in Zion. Definition of precious is that stone that is laid in Zion. It's precious. The Bible says he's disallowed indeed of man, but he's approved of God and precious. So, the precious fruit, what am I talking about? The latter rain is meant to raise precious fruit of the earth. And the definition of precious is our Lord Jesus Christ, who has been made better than angels. Hallelujah. He has been made better than angels. These things we are talking about is not story. I'm telling you, it's just the truth, it's the reality. It's what God is doing And you know what? God is doing this in our days. A group of people, men, will believe this. This is where believing comes in now. Not believing to receive bread and butter, but believing to press into God's expectation for man. Believing for you to press, to become precious. Fruit of the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Precious fruit of the earth. He was made precious. Paul said, Peter, he said, this same Jesus whom you crucified has God made both Lord and Christ. That precious fruit is Lord and Christ. You know what God wants to raise? Lords. The work of the latter rain is to raise lords and Christ. Jesus received all that rain. He received the early, he received the former rain moderately, he received the full former rain, he received the latter rain. And that was what grew him and made him precious. Hallelujah. It made him precious. I said, when we talk about rain, we are talking about knowledge. Revelation. Knowledge. Revelation knowledge. The latter rain is actually the outpouring of God himself. Outpouring of God himself. Before then, other levels of knowledge. Knowledge is in levels in the kingdom. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They start you with milk, like I said. When you get born again, you cannot receive meat. They start you with milk, which are, the Bible calls, elementary doctrines or principles. Elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine is Christ, which is some kind of rain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The doctrine is Christ, but you cannot bite Christ as a baby Christian. So they give you the elementary principles of that doctrine of Christ, which they call milk, which Hebrews chapter 6 explains. Praise the Lord. All these things, they are all geared towards maturity, geared towards growth. There is a growth that milk gives you. And prepares you and makes you ready for another level of knowledge, which is called righteousness, which is a doctrine of Christ. That is Christ. Righteousness, the Bible says, he's made unto us what? Righteousness. And you know what the rain is all about? It's the rain of righteousness. The rain is the rain of righteousness. It's righteousness that's going to come to us. Revelation of righteousness. From faith to faith. So God is the one that will make himself into, let's look, I think it's, it should be Zechariah chapter 10. Hallelujah. Yeah. Ask ye the Lord, ask ye of the Lord, rain, in the time of the latter rain. The time, there's a time of the latter rain.
Yeah.
And we are in that time.
Yes.
I'm glad to announce to you that we are in the time of the latter rain.
Yes.
Which means we are in the time of the maturing of saints.
Yeah.
We are in the time, it is time for us to go forward unto maturity. And maturity cannot come except revelation of righteousness comes to the church. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They have to raise that soul of man and make him a tree of righteousness. He gave us beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be what? Trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that God might be glorified.
Yes.
Trees of righteousness. It is that soul that they want to make a tree. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Of righteousness. The soul must learn righteousness. He must learn what Christ, who Christ is. That learning is what matures him. Speaking the truth in love may grow up to him in all things, which is the head. Even Christ may grow up to him. They need to speak some things. Those things, they come as rain. Knowledge. Truth is knowledge of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is what you use to build that precious fruit of the earth. That was what was used in building Christ Jesus to become. I told you, that building is a supernatural being. It's a supernatural man. The Bible says the first Adam is what?
Living soul.
Is a living soul. The last one is what?
A quickening spirit.
You know that structure, that stature they want to build, and that pressure, what makes him precious is a quickening spirit. He's a life-giving spirit. But the beautiful thing is that he can be grown here on earth. Life-giving spirit, after the order of our Lord Jesus Christ, can be grown. Tree of righteousness can be grown on earth because that seed has been sown already. It can be grown on this earth. How? God will come down as rain. It's only God. Any other thing outside God cannot grow that tree. You can grow at best a religious tree. It doesn't have life. It will not live in his sight. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. Are you saying? Grasses in the field. Rain will come on grasses. You know grasses are, they are not trees. So children are referred to as grasses. They need rain for them to mature and become trees. And this is the time. Say, ask ye the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. This is the time of the latter rain. And God will make bright clouds. See, that cloud is pregnant with God. He himself is that cloud. He has made himself into cloud. And it's going to fall as rain. It's going to fall on the grasses, on children, as knowledge. Knowledge that will mature them. Without knowledge, there is no maturing of the saints. Without the knowledge of the holy. Now, when we talk about knowledge, the church has gone into different kinds of research about knowledge. The knowledge that can grow that precious seed, precious fruit of the earth, is no other knowledge but the knowledge of the holy. The knowledge of God. Revelation of Jesus Christ and the Father. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's the only thing that can grow that precious. That was what grew Jesus. You know, Jesus was a tree that was grown here on earth. Very funny. Very strange. That one, that man that they call Lord and Christ was grown here on earth. He came on earth, left divinity, came on earth just as you and I, and opened his ears, said sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest not, but my ear you have opened. In burnt offerings and in offerings for sin, you don't have pleasure. But I said, lo, I come in the volume of the book to do your will. My ear you open. Why did he open my ear? So I can hear righteousness. The rain of righteousness can fall and enter into my ears for him to grow. They committed those things to Christ. The Bible says, God loved the Son that he committed all things to him. Those were the things that grew him into Lord, a Lord, and Christ. You know, the Bible says Jesus is the King of kings and is the Lord of lords. So you too, who are the lords? He's us. Lord of lords. We also have to become Lord. We have to be made. He said, this same Jesus whom you crucified has God made both Lord and Christ. The same way he was made
both Lord and Christ is the same way they're going to make you. Because you are born to be Lord's. Say an heir, if you be a child. An heir, though he's Lord of all, he differeth nothing from a servant, even though he's Lord of all. Praise the Lord. Amen. So as long as we are children, even though we are meant to be lords, we are not different from servants. Praise the Lord. Amen. So growth is imperative. Growth is important. Growth cannot be compromised. There is no alternative to growth. If you don't grow, you will not live in His sight. We need to be raised to live in His sight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the raising is by the rains. Different kinds of rains that will now culminate in the latter rain that will bring God Himself. God Himself will fall as rain. The knowledge of God will fall as rain, and men will learn God. As it is written, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. Knowledge of God is going to fall on this earth. His knowledge will fill everywhere. And the reason for that knowledge is because He wants to raise sons. Sons that are after the pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sons that are exactly, we need to know God's end, God's goal. It is sons after the pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the pattern He has laid. That's the pattern son. A quickening spirit, Lord and Christ, a man made higher than the heavens, a man better than angels. Hallelujah. Are you seeing yourself? Are you seeing yourself? Are you seeing what God is calling you into to come and be better than angels? Bible says, "Know ye not that you shall judge angels?" If you are not better than them, you can't judge them. You can't judge them. If your judgment is earthly and carnal, you can't judge angels. Angels are very high beings. But the Bible says Jesus Christ was made so much better than them, having obtained an inheritance. Let's look at it. Let's look at this precious fruit. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. The purpose of the latter rain is to raise this kind of man. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1. I'll read quickly. Are we there? God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Don't forget, His Son is the firstborn amongst many brethren. Those whom He foreknew, He predestinated that they be conformed to the image of His Son, so that He might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. His Son. Let's see the way they describe the Son. Hallelujah. So you know which image you want to put on. Image. You know when you talk about image, you are talking of inner configuration. Hallelujah. Yes. Image. Amen. Is this latter rain that will form image inside us, that will build that image in us? Let's look at the Son, and let's look at where God has called us into. Let's look at the task ahead of us. Let's look at the hope that is set before us. Let's look at the race that we have been called to run. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Has in this last day spoken unto us by His Son, whom He had appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Now, let's begin to see who the Son is. Don't forget, this Son, they grew Him on earth. He didn't grow in heaven. In heaven, He was the Word. He didn't need to grow. He was God, pure God. But when He came on earth, the Bible says He was made a little lower than angels. He dropped. He was made a little lower than angels when he came on earth. He dropped. But by the time he was going back, after collecting all the rains, he became better than angels. Let's look at it. Who being the brightness of his glory, that is where you are going, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, verse 4, let's begin to see the son that they grew, the precious fruit that they grew on earth, the one that is laid in Zion. Hallelujah. Amen. Being made. Are you seeing something? He was made. God wants to make us. Being made. Being what?
Made.
How did they make him? By the rains. Rains came on him. They made him. Being made so much better than the angels. Don't forget, when he was born, he was made a little lower than angels for the suffering of death so that he can die. Praise the Lord. No wonder. After he became better than angels, the Bible says when he rose from the dead, he died no more. Death had no more dominion over him.
Yes.
That's a son for you.
Yes.
That's a precious fruit. A man that will beat death. That will beat sin. And beat that death had no more dominion over him. That he cannot die. In that he died once, he died unto sin once. In that he liveth unto God. That's a precious fruit. He died no more. Death had no dominion over him. That's a precious fruit. And you know what? He was made. Just as God wants to make you and I, God is going to make us. You know, it looks so impossible. How can they make me? Then I will be better than angels. I will be so precious. That's the work of the latter rain. It can be achieved. You can be. Everybody say, I can become.
A precious fruit.
All I need
is
to have the rain fall on me. Are you seeing that? I don't know if you are as excited as I am. Are you seeing a man? No wonder they call him fairer than the sons of men. It's fair. You can't compare him to the sons of men. He's so superior to the mere ordinary man. You know, Paul told the Corinthian Christians, he said, are you now carnal and you walk as men? That is, you walk as mere men, ordinary men. Telling them you are not meant to be ordinary. You are meant to be raised. The work of the rain is to raise us. Is to raise us from being a mere man, an ordinary man, a carnal man, to a supernatural man, better than angels. Anything short of that, we are not doing God's will. That is what they call the will of God. Lo, I come in the volume of the book to do your will, O God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The rains contain what is in the volume of the book. Hallelujah. Being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. You know, that's the promise of that God gave to us in Corinthians chapter 6. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. And I will be to you, I will be your God, you shall be my people. I will be your father, you shall be my sons and daughters. And chapter 7 says, having therefore these promises. So it's a promise to us. He said it to the firstborn. The same thing, the same promise they made to us, he said to the firstborn, thou art my son. Today have I begotten thee. God wants to say it all to us. It's a promise already to us. I will be your father. You shall be my sons and daughters. Now, nobody qualifies to be a son of God until you look like Jesus. Because he's a patterned son. He's a stone that is laid in Zion. His sons must look like the firstborn. He's the firstborn. Everybody must look like... Are you seeing something? Are you seeing something? And of the son, this is what they are saying concerning the son. Again. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten, the firstborn amongst many brethren, the first begotten into the world, which means every other begotten must look like him. He said, and let all the angels of God worship him. Are you seeing somebody who commands the worship of angels? Praise the Lord. John, in his glory, with all the revelation he had, when he saw an angel in the Isle of Patmos, he couldn't resist worshiping that angel. He said he fell flat. You know, all of us, none of us have the maturity of John. So if you see that angel, if John... how many of you are as matured as John? John the beloved. So if you see, you will faint. If you become unconscious. You will become unconscious. John fell flat before an angel and worshipped him. But the Bible says, when he bringeth forth the first begotten, he said, let all the angels worship him. All angels fell flat. He told John, he said, no, don't do it. He did it again the second time. What brought about that? That angel had a glory that was so compelling that it was so much that he just had to worship him. Meanwhile, that John didn't know, or he must have read it, that he has been called to judge angels. Praise the Lord. So if John could fall before him, what are you going to do? If you see that kind of... If you see that... No, you will pass out for days. They will fall in water. So, what did you see? Mm-hmm. Tell us, what did you see? And I said, Praise the Lord. But this is our brother, the Lord Jesus, the firstborn, the precious fruit of the earth. Let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he said, who maketh his angels, spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, that is the Son. Thou, Lord. You know, they told him, thy throne, O God, that is the Son. They say, thou, Lord, God, the Father. He said, thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. That's the seed God wants to raise. Those who will do the will of God will abide forever. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, thy years shall not fail. Are you seeing the precious fruit? I'm done. 5 minutes. I'm done. Are you seeing what the latter rain has come to do? That's the kind of man that God wants to raise. By that rain. The rain is to raise us. It's to raise us. Because the rain himself, the rain is a person that turned himself to rain and will fall as knowledge on earth. That knowledge will come and raise men from the dust. He will raise men from flesh. He will make them spirits. He will make them supernatural. Some years ago, we had a program called The Supernatural, The Life of the Overcomer. And as we were praying, the Lord told me, I want men to be supernatural. I want men to be supernatural. This is not just, you know, story. It's the heartbeat of the Father. Our God is a spirit. His children must be built to become spirits, not flesh, not carnal. That is when we are bringing pleasure to our Father. As you are growing, changing to become spiritual, then you are bringing pleasure to your Father. A spiritual man is not a spooky man that speaks in tongues and cannot touch the natural. A spiritual man is a man who is partaking of the knowledge of the holy and living after the judgments of the Most High God. Turning from the thoughts of men, from the judgments of men, the ways of men, to becoming, to walking after the pattern of God's ways, God's judgments, God's thoughts. That is how you become spiritual. And that is what the rain delivers to you. Thoughts of God, judgments of God, ways of God. They build them in you. And you just step out of the natural and go into another realm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's begin to thank Him.